A lot of us are in our ninth, maybe 10th month of working from home. You know, and it really isn't that bad, especially when you've got a companion like a dog. And more cats and dogs and support animals are being adopted right now. And I really think it's because so many people are working at home. I even saw Martha Stewart has put in a line of CBD-infused dog treats. This would seem like a great time, though, for a little bit of training. And coming to North Texas, already in California and Florida, Colorado, Nevada, Washington, is a franchise called Zoom Room, and it's aimed at taming your pet. The CEO is Mark Van Wyne. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David.
So is that a fair categorization, sort of taming your pet? Because they can be a little wild. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, I've interviewed, and I hear the dog yapping in the background.
Definitely that would be one thing on people's list of desires. I'd say more than taming. I mean, because dogs inherently are domesticated as opposed to, say, you know, feral wolves. So they already are at their happiest being in your home and being with you and in your family. And so I think what we try to do is help people better communicate with their dogs in both directions and really understand that this is a different species. It's not a little furry person, and to deepen those bonds of communication.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking at, and I know you're opening a bunch of them, or you've got a new franchisee in North Texas and Austin and several other cities. But I know you've had this, you've been kicking this thing around for a while. This ought to be a great time, though. I would think with all the businesses that have failed, there would be strip centers and locations that otherwise wouldn't be available or might be expensive. And like I say, more people working from home and caring about their animals.
Absolutely.
This would seem like a good time to do what you do.
You're absolutely right. There's certainly a real estate play to be had. And, I mean, even in 2020, we opened up during the pandemic three new locations, one in Florida, one in Arizona, one in California, and sold another 15 locations that are now in the process of opening. So I think we're attracting the right investors who can think, you know, medium term, long term, and understand that the closures are temporary. And because, as you mentioned, everyone has been adopting a dog, the rates are up about 700% last year over the prior year. We have seen a huge increase in business. So all of our stores have seen double-digit sales increases during 2020. And people just, you know, eager, I don't know if I'd say desperate, but certainly eager to come in and have that activity with their dog.
Well, you're in what I would think would be a fairly crowded field. I mean, you've got the big PetSmarts of the world, and they do some training, and there are lots of individuals that sort of moonlight as trainers, and they'll come into your home. What's your point of difference? How is Zoom Room different?
One thing is different is that we require that the human be present at all times, and that really becomes what the business is built around, is focusing on the human experience. Our motto is we don't train the dogs, we train the people who love them, and providing that kind of ongoing education. Where we really disrupted the entire industry is turning dog training into something that is completely repeatable. So at, say, a big box, people come in for six classes and then they're done, whether or not the dog actually learned anything. For us, we have 6% of our customers stop at six classes, 94% continue on to have many more, literally into the hundreds. And so we have over an 87% retention rate, and people come back for years and years doing all kinds of different training because it really becomes like a favorite activity that you do with your dog, with your family, with your loved one.
Has the model changed since the pandemic? I would think people have, you know, are available at different times.
A little bit, the schedule certainly. So, for example, you know, evenings and weekends, as you could imagine, is usually our busiest time. Now it's not unusual to see a 10 o'clock class or an 11 or a noon in the middle of the day being completely packed. So adding more classes to keep up with the demand has been a change. But the amazing thing is that when we started this business many years ago before the pandemic, the first thing you would learn, David, if you came in was the 6-foot rule, which is keeping 6-foot distance from all other clients at all times. So we actually have the facility built, not because we have a crystal ball, but that happens to be the length of a typical dog leash. So as just sore against dog reactivity, we have that. And we also train under vaccinated puppies. So we have hospital grade germicide that would cover the touch points throughout the day. So we were unusually well prepared for COVID.
So how do you train your franchisees? I mean, it's got to be vastly different than somebody, you know, investing in a washateria.
Oh, for sure. We have, if there existed some sort of school that we could just send the people to and say, we want you to get trained and come to us, we would. But we didn't find that. So we actually created our own training program. And it's almost like a grad school level class in animal behavior. So many of our franchisees, especially the ones entering now, are it's really built for a semi-absentee model. So they're typically employing people, and we don't require that anybody has any prior knowledge of dog training or the pet industry. We provide all of that, and it's a combination of an online program and then practical hands-on training. At this point, we have thousands of five-star reviews, more than any other business in the country in dog training.
So you've been doing this a long time. I was looking on Amazon. You've got some dog training books out. How long have you been in this business? How'd you get into it?
Yeah, so the business started about 12 years ago, and back then I was involved from the beginning, but as the COO, I was really building up the look and feel, the sort of marketing side of it, how we appeal to the hearts and minds of customers. But I took over as CEO 5 years ago this month, and what I really, was frustrated in the early years was I didn't think we were attracting the right franchisees in the right locations, and the business model, frankly, was not profitable the way that it should be, and I saw a way to change that. So I was able to bring in a VC partner and then build up the team that I needed, take a break from franchising for a while, and change really many, many aspects. Using a lot of data and applied behavioral economics to get us very quickly to the point where all of our stores were profitable, doing six figures a year with 33% net profit margins. So now it just cranks along and is humming nice and smoothly.
Sounds like something your venture capitalists would like. So are you going after another round of funding then?
We are not. We're not looking for anything. We're self-funded right now and cash positive. So we're not looking for anything like that. We're just enjoying the growth. And we think this year will be, a banner year, even ahead of last year, as, states reopen and the people who were just very nervous about where to put their money, I think, get over that nervousness. And everybody wants something in the pet sector right now. It's one of the one sectors that has really, really, really been shining strong, not just through economic downturns, but even through the pandemic.
So I don't have a picture in my mind's eye of what a Zoom room looks like. Is it capital intensive? Do you have lots of equipment or?
No, it's actually one of the reasons that it sells so briskly is, so if you were to open, say, a dog daycare, you're probably looking at $1 million from, soup to nuts to get it off the ground. And for a Zoom room, you're looking at a fourth of that. So it's about $250,000. That would include, your first few months of rent, your security deposit, your full build out, all the equipment, your franchise fee, all of that. So, you for the same investment into one dog daycare in a very crowded market, you could, own an entire area in Atlanta or Dallas, something like that, and open multiple locations and really benefit 360 from your investment.
Well, and your name is certainly very timely. I would guess that when you named your organization Zoom Room, when something meant something vastly different than what it means today.
Oh, trust me, our Virginia Beach location, for some reason, more than any other, back in March, they had their phone ringing off the hook from people saying, my Zoom's not working.
And when I saw your name, it's the first thing I thought about is, oh, well, this is a location where you can go to have Zoom meetings so you don't have them at home. Wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we had the name first, but we don't trademark it in telecommunications because that is not what we do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it'll be fun to watch this roll out. Like I say, I think it's very timely. And if you could somehow teach my golden retriever to stop startling me and licking me on my hand while I'm on the air, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, I think that could definitely be done. Our trick is we use positive reinforcement for everything we do. And it really means, the real trick for your golden is, what is it, he or she?
He.
When he's doing what you want him to do, so for example, something you wouldn't think to reward, like right now, if he's not licking you, reward him. You know, tell him he's a good boy, hand him a treat. And it seems so strange. It's like giving a trophy to someone for showing up at a soccer game, one of those participation medals.
Yeah, it does.
But for dogs, it really works. And when your dog is just laying there and doing nothing, and that's really what you want him to do, that's really where you want to focus your energy. And it seems so simple, but I'm telling you, David, it works.
Well, I think you've met Raleigh because he does nothing well. Usually about 23 hours a day, he does nothing. Look, again, we enjoyed visiting with you. The Zoom Room, you're going to be start opening locations in North Texas and Austin and all sorts of places. And the CEO is Mark Van Wy. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for Barber Conversation with Mr. Van Wy. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.